It takes a village to raise a child. We all know that, right? But what happens if you can't find your village? Because raising your child is really, really tough. What if you were so filled with shame and doubt and guilt and fear of judgment that you don't share your triumphs and your struggles? You don't talk about it because you don't think anyone can possibly relate. Well, I've been there, and it was really hard for me to find my tribe. So I decided to make mine. I went out and found these amazing mothers who are also in the trenches, struggling to raise their kids. Together, we are a community. And in this podcast, On the Hard Days, you'll find motivating stories from other real moms who get it. We're going to accept who we are and how we show up for our children each and every day, even on the hard days. Hi, guys. I never typically go live at this time, and I do my normal Sunday night shares, but this is a special quick live, maybe 15 minutes long or so, and I'm having a chat with one of the moms and mothers together. Her name is Gabrielle, and she is here to share a little bit about her journey raising neurodivergent kids, and also her time in Mothers Together. So I wanted to bring her on, and I think sometimes it's good for you guys to just connect with each other in this way too. You know, you're all here, we are all here because we're raising neurodivergent kids. And so sometimes it's just nice to hear from them as well. Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. A little bit a hectic day over here, but we're doing okay now.
Yeah.
Well, and that's my dog's in the background, she's going to be popping in and out.
No problem at all. You just got your little one down for a nap?
Yes, one of my little ones, one of my three. So I've got three kids, three and under.
Yeah. That's bananas. I once had three kids, three and under.
Yeah, it's we basically have Irish twins. So I know you have twin twins. Mm-hmm. We've got 12 months and 12 days apart are my two older ones. So yeah. I mean, it's not exactly twins, but I'm like, it's pretty close. It's pretty similar for the first couple years.
Definitely. And so tell us a little bit about like your family and your kids specifically, and just to give us a little background.
Yeah. So my husband and I got married in 2018, and very quickly had our first fall of 2019, then fall of 2020. So basically all my kids are pandemic babies, because my son was 4 months old when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, and the whole world shut down, which is its whole, you know, thing. But it's one of the reasons why I missed my kids' neurodivergencies for a really long time, because I thought it was a byproduct of my stress living in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I thought the things that I was seeing were just simply because we were, you know, the world had shut down. Also, we weren't going anywhere. So a lot of the last 6 months is kind of when I realized my children are most likely autistic. They actually have not been diagnosed yet. Their evaluations are set in May. But we've been operating as if they've been diagnosed. So they're in, you know, a lot of the therapies already, and we've kind of reframed our house. But a lot of the stuff that they had the first couple of years, I just thought, oh, well, it's because they're not going anywhere. They're not getting socialized. They're not, mm-hmm. you know, we've kind of been in this closed down world. So, so I had my daughter fall of 2020, and then my most recent baby in January of 2022. So really close together. My son and my daughter, my older two, are 3 and 2. And last October, my pediatrician told me to look into sensory processing disorder for my kids. And that kind of sent me down this rabbit hole of learning more about autism. I had no experience with autism prior to my kids. So I had a lot of misconceptions about what it looked like, and I discounted a lot of the symptoms they had because in my case, my kids were verbal, mm-hmm. And they had different delays, but they were also so, so smart that I was like, oh, well, they're really smart here. So these delays probably they'll catch. And it makes I don't know. I feel like the misconceptions we have about neurodivergence, and I think it's really changing. But a lot of those misconceptions led me to not realize, and I genuinely just thought I was failing as a mother, like for the first 3 years of their, well, until, October, I thought it was something to do with my failure. And then I realized, oh, I'm going by the wrong guidebook. Like the guidebook I'm going for raising my kids is the wrong book. So of course I'm feeling like a failure. I'm not parenting the children I have. I'm parenting the children I think I have. So it's been really transformative the last 6 to 8 months, kind of changing that. But yeah, so that's kind of my kids. My son, basically, I've got a sensory avoider and a sensory seeker in my house. So they trigger each other a lot. And yeah, it's been a lot. Right, I joined Mothers Together March 1st, so I'm pretty new to Mothers Together. I came across one of your videos of on your Instagram and was like, oh my gosh, like how is she speaking to my brain? And then saw you had it and was like, I think I need this. A month and a half ago, I was just so depressed and so lonely and felt very, very isolated. And I can honestly say it's really been transformative to my life. And like my husband has said, like, I've seen a change in you to know that I have people to talk to that are going through the same thing, like that know that I'm not a bad mom when my kid has meltdown in the grocery store or, a lot of those things. It's so hard to understand unless you're in it. And I was one of those people who didn't understand before I was in it, before I had neurodivergent kids, I would probably have seen a kid in the supermarket having a meltdown and say, oh man, that's a discipline problem. Like I was very judgmental as a 16-year-old who babysit kids, once a month. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's really transformed my way of having empathy for other people. Like I've grown so much more empathy for parents. And but I was really lonely and felt like, okay, I have lots of loving people in my life. It's not that I don't have supportive people, but I didn't have anybody who's walking through exactly what I'm walking through. And the validation that I've gotten in Mothers Together and all, honestly, like lifelong friends. Like I have people that I talk to every day and I care about their lives and I love their kids. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to like start crying, but it's been insane. I think that this was something that's like so needed. And I have been like, oh, do we need to have like a Fathers Together group? Because I think men need this too. Like my husband, I just think that it's so hard to find community in general in our society today. Like it's, but there's the saying that goes around that like it takes a village, but like it's very hard to find a village in today's world. And I don't think the pandemic helped us any with finding our village. But yeah, so it's been a huge big thing for my mental well-being to be able to like be in the bathroom bawling my eyes out and pop on and say, hey, I'm having a really hard time, and have immediately three or four people be like, you're doing so great, you're a great mom. Like just being able to not only validate and make other mothers feel seen, like I just think it's, but also to get it myself has been amazing. So I want to say thank you
That's
for coming up with this idea,
so
because I
kind.
think it was so needed, for all of us, for all of us raising neurodivergent kids.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you so much. That is so kind. And I'm so glad you're here. And I was thinking back because I did have, like, when my twins were three, and then I had my youngest. So yeah, three and under. And for me, those days, not only were they lonely and isolating, but it was like one just rolled into another. I didn't know what day of the week it was. You don't have a diagnosis because they're too little, so they're just screaming constantly, melting down. I felt trapped personally. I don't know if
No,
that's something that, like, what you were
absolutely.
struggling with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt completely isolated and trapped. And, like, again, because of their needs, taking them places, I can only take them places when I have help. I can't take three under three to do anything. So it was, dependent on my husband being off work, which again, he works full time. And that was a big transition to us too, because I used to work full time as well. And so in the when my third was born, we were like, childcare was just too expensive for three under three. So I left the workforce. So it's also been like a big navigating, like a huge part of my identity as somebody. I have my degree in psychology. I've always wanted to do counseling, and I really have my career had felt super fulfilling for a really long time. And I think that's another thing that probably a lot of moms can relate to too, is that transition. I wanted to be home with my kids. I was so excited that we were financially able to go down to one income because I wanted to be with them. But the isolation and the loneliness of being in the same four walls every day was a lot. And I feel like being able to talk to other moms is like taking me out of those four walls for a few minutes at a time, you know.
Yeah, totally. I can relate to that so much. And so glad that you did join Mothers Together, but like, what was that before you joined? Like, were you hesitant at all? Like, what is this thing? I have to talk to people, or did you just like, were you ready as soon as you saw that it existed?
I honestly, as soon as I saw that it existed, I was ready. I was like, I want to go deep with people. Like I really value having probably, I mean, I think it's also because I've done a lot of therapy myself. But like, I want to have genuine, authentic, deep connections with people, with meaningful relationships where you really feel seen. Like, I want to be somebody that gives that to people in my life, but I also want to receive it. And I think we all do. And it takes a lot of practice to, like, even just in my pod squad, from where we started to where we are now, we all kind of had to take off our mom masks of like, yeah, we're doing great, or oh yeah, I'm just tired, like the standard answers you give people, we had to take those down and realize like, hey, it's okay not to be okay. That doesn't mean we don't love our kids. That doesn't mean we're not great moms. That doesn't mean we're not happy and fulfilled in our lives and enjoying our kids. Like, but we can have hard moments too. And finding a safe space to be able to identify the hard moments without having people think you're complaining. I think that's something that I've been so hesitant to talk about my kids' struggles because with people who don't have neurodivergent kids, because I don't want people to ever think for a second that I don't love my children, that I don't appreciate my kids, that I don't think they're amazing, beautiful, perfect beings and love them just the way they are. But that doesn't mean it's not hard. And I think for me, having a safe space where we can all be like, say whatever hard thing that happened that day, or I mean, just being able to share the joys. One of the things we realized is like, with all of our kids, sometimes our kids take longer to hit milestones that are seen, that maybe a neurotypical kid could do at two. Our kid is four and a half and they're doing it. And it's harder to celebrate it with people who don't get it because you're like, my son put on a shirt for the first time by themselves. And people are like, well, he's five. Shouldn't he be able to do that? But you're like, no, this is so big. And so, like, just having a space to share the wins too with people who are like genuinely as excited as you for the things that happen with your kids, and the milestones your kids hit, because my kids work so hard and they're working sometimes harder than a neurotypical kid is to hit the goal, that whatever goal that comes easier to maybe another child. And sorry, it's distracting to my brain. So those things that they work really hard for, being able to share with other moms the efforts that our kids make, and being able to have other moms recognize how hard our kids are working and be proud with us for the wins of our kids, I think that's been a huge thing too, because it helps me have, a more positive mindset to be able to celebrate the way my children learn instead of the way society expects kids to learn. Because realistically, there's probably a lot less kids that learn in the typical way than we think, And I think that's kind of what's trans. I feel like we're in kind of a transformative era in our society right now to have people really, shedding a light on neurodivergence and on different learning styles and different ways of, getting to the same aims, the pediatrician, 18-month, the checklists. A lot of parents are realizing we don't have to be on a checklist with our kids. Like, our kids are unique people, and the checklist isn't as important as we thought it was. Like, we can go by our kids' checklist. And I think having a space to be able to honestly just, have other people who are on similar checklists with their kids, and be like, oh yeah, our kids are meeting the goals with the way they learn. I think that's been, I mean, honestly, where I was before this group was like my husband was concerned about my mental health. Like we were trying to come up with a solution to figure out like how I was going to get through the days. Because another thing that I've learned through this whole process is that I'm likely autistic. And I didn't know anything about how autism can sometimes present in women before this. And it really explained a lot of like my burnout, because I was having one day a week where I would be one day a month where I'd be told my husband, I'm like, I just can't do it today. I need you to stay home. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, it wasn't like we were scared for my mental health, but it was like, we need to find mm-hmm. an outlet for me to not feel so isolated. Mm-hmm. And then this like really felt like, whoa, this is, you know, kind of a magical moment to come across a group mm-hmm. randomly that fit the bill for what I was looking for, to have wow. that community. Yeah. So yeah, it's been really amazing to have it.
That's so great. And you've only been here a few weeks.
Yeah. And I'm a dive in person. Yes. So I'm like, oh no, I'm in it now forever.
Yes.
This is my thing now. Yes. So I think that's, you know, how I tend to be when I find something that I'm passionate about, I jump 2 feet in. And again, like, for me, having other moms to get to like empathize with them and be there for them and make them feel seen, that fills my cup just as much as having other people see me, honestly, is getting to find that community. So it's been a big deal, and it's not something that I wouldn't have thought, if you would have asked me a month and a half ago what I needed, I wouldn't have thought of this. But then when I came across it, I was like, oh, I think this is actually what I need. I didn't know it. It didn't occur to me. Mm-hmm. And, but then as soon as I had it, and you know, it is nerve wracking to think, okay, how authentic can we get sending videos back and forth? Like how much of friendships am I going to make? Can we have these virtual friendships? But I think the app actually provides the perfect, it's like having a FaceTime with someone, but you can do it on your own time schedule. Because I think with having neurodivergent kids, even me being a little late to this call because we were in the middle of a meltdown, you know, I think that's something that I can't always be on an hour phone call with somebody, a friend, but I can pop, the fact that we can pop on and have a conversation on our own timetable is so helpful, to be able to, it feels like we're having a face-to-face conversation, but we can do it in the moments that we have free time and, you know, get to be chaotic together. It is, I mean, I think in any anybody who's raising kids, there's a level of like accepting that the life looks different and accepting a little bit more chaos in your life with children, but maybe even more so with neurodivergent kids, that there's a little bit more, I don't know, louder noise, bigger messes. And I think getting to show that side of myself and be able to have a conversation with somebody with all, you know, surrounded in the chaos and not have other people judge me for the environment we're in, has been great. Mm-hmm. And I think it truly is, like, I know you say this, like when you're reading about the group on your website, you say it's like a non-judgmental safe space. And, you know, you wonder how realistic is that actually, but I think this group attracts people who are really non-judgmental and want to provide a safe space. Yeah. Like the people who are on this group are not here to judge you. They are not here to, you know, criticize or, you know, oh, hey baby. Oh, okay.
All good.
Daddy's got him. He's got an ouchy hand. All three of my kids have double ear infections right now. So
oh my gosh.
We're on the, trying to get on the mend. They all get taken down at the same time.
Of course.
But yeah, I think this group actually does attract people who are all wanting to find authentic, genuine relationships with other moms, and really dive deep and find that friendship. And I've already exchanged numbers with multiple moms, and have like private chats with multiple moms where I'm talking to just one-on-one, getting to dive deeper, as well as having my pod squad and a bunch of other threads and groups. You know, it's been amazing to have multiple facets and multiple pockets where I can go for certain needs and find, you know, friendships in multiple different areas of my life, because obviously like every mom is a complex human. And I think a lot of times in motherhood, we lose ourselves just in the motherhood piece, And we become just moms for a little while. And then it's like this process of finding who you are as a mother again and finding your identity with children. And I think it does, intensify when you have neurodivergent kids, at least in my perspective. And so finding who I am and being able to make friendships that are based on me and also my kids, but it's really about me. It's about people who, yes, they have, all of us have kids that have similar, similar needs or different similarities in the way we need to support them, or maybe higher support needs. But the reality is that we're making friendships with each other. Like, we do support each other on the motherhood piece, but it's not just about us as moms. It's about us as people and about us as women and about us as finding friends, and I think that's been great to kind of have a little piece of my identity of the part of myself as a friend that I haven't gotten to be a friend for a while. I've just been a mom, and now I get to be a friend again, and I think that's beautiful to get to be Gabrielle the friend instead of just Gabrielle the mom, because that's been a big loss. Having, three kids really quickly, a big loss of identity, especially leaving the workforce as well, was like, who am I now as a person? Am I just a mom? Am I just a wife? Am I just a homemaker? And I know that I'm not, but I didn't know how to like pull myself out of that. And just being able to talk about interests or different, projects or dreams or goals, like we're all getting to talk about those things as well. And I, at least from the moms in my pod squad, I've heard all of them, like I've gotten to see all of them have a little bit more light in their eyes of feeling more like a seen as a human, as a I want to know you as a person, not just you as a mom. Like, I think that's beautiful and so important for us to get to. Again, we all, anybody in the world wants to be seen, and I think this is providing really safe space to see each other. So
I love all of that. I'm so glad that you jumped in, like fully jumped in
yeah,
such a short time.
it's scary to jump in, but I think it's really important. And I think, there's been multiple times where I've been on my group crying and I've been like, I want you guys to know you guys can cry with me and be vulnerable. So I'm going to start this off. Like, I want to start off being the mom to bawl my eyes out and say, hey, this really hard thing happened, because, I want to be able to provide that to other people too. Like, we need that. We all need that community. And so it's scary to jump, feet first, but it makes everybody else do it too. We all want to do it. It's sometimes you have to be, you do have to take the plunge. And again, not that everybody's sharing in their own time. Everybody's, it's not like there's pressure to jump right in if you don't want to, but I definitely was ready to try to dive deep and find this community because I was so desperate for it.
I don't want to keep you long, but the one thing I wanted to ask was one thing that keeps a lot of moms held back from joining Mothers Together is that they would be putting themselves first for a hot second. They would be can, you know, and that doesn't sit right when your children have so many needs, and the needs are immediate but also long term. Everybody has needs. You're putting yourself last. How could you possibly all of a sudden just put myself first and like start just, and they really struggle with that mental block. And I'm wondering if you could speak to that part.
I think for me, I really struggled with that too. And even just, there is a cost for this. I ended up going on my Facebook and being really vulnerable and being like, hey, I cannot justify the cost of this for myself right now with my kids' needs. Does anybody want to contribute? And that was very humbling, but at the same time, I genuinely couldn't, I was like, the guilt of for myself of feeling like, oh, I'm prioritizing myself, and this is, the cost of a therapy session for my kids for occupational therapy or physical therapy was hard. And I luckily had, multiple people immediately that I wouldn't have even thought would be there. I think it's allowed me to be more authentic with people in my life too, and be like, I do need to open up a little bit more and let people behind the veil of the happy pictures on Facebook or on Instagram, because I do have those happy moments, but there's a lot of hard moments behind that. For me, I have substituted it with mindless scrolling on Instagram, mindless scrolling on Facebook, watching a YouTube video. Like, I did have pockets of free time, and I've substituted it, and it's been much more productive And instead of looking at beautiful pictures of curated homes on Instagram and saying, well, my house doesn't look like that, or pictures of kids doing these tremendous activities, then I'm like, well, I definitely couldn't do with that with my kid, and feeling lesser. I've substituted it with the group that makes me feel much more. So I do think that you can find that time. And again, that's the nice thing about the way the group works, is that it's on your own time. You don't have to, like, it's not like a live. You don't have to schedule it and be there at a certain time. If your time is after the kids have gone to bed, which is usually my time, to chat, is like after the kids have gone to bed, instead of watching, you know, 2 hours of TV, maybe I'm just watching a 30-minute show, and the rest of the time I'm talking to my friends. So, I mean, I did have those moments of time. I didn't feel like I had time for me, but I will say, like, having the other thing that you don't think about, it's not an advice group,
correct,
but there are so many strategies that other moms use that you can learn from each other. It's not for people to tell you what to do, but there's a lot of learning that goes on when you're sharing naturally of, you know, for example, with my kids' ear infections, a mom said, oh, my son had an ear infection and it was so frustrating that he didn't know how to tell me. And I thought, my daughter's been having meltdowns for a week and a half. Could that be it? And it was a double ear infection. So she wasn't giving me advice. She was talking authentically about her experience, but it led me to taking another step, another look of, like, my daughter had been modeling on her feelings chart hurt all week. And I'd been going throughout her body. Is it your belly? Is it, you know, I've been trying to understand. And she'd been so frustrated because she was hurting and she couldn't tell me where it was hurting. And finally I went to her and I said, do your ears hurt? And she just started bawling. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I probably would have waited another week thinking that she was just going through a growth spurt, and, you know, or something, because again, like, I couldn't identify it. So I think there's a lot of organic learning that happens through sharing each other's lives. And, you know, the other day we went through a, hey, let's all show how we have our kids' rooms set up. Because sometimes there's a lot of shame in the accommodations you have to do for your children to keep them safe, that you would be worried that other people would be like, whoa, why do you have, you know, all the furniture bolted in, or, like, you know, why is your child still in a crib, or different things that, again, because our kids learn at different paces and need different accommodations than a neurotypical child, sometimes we don't want to share those spaces, but we all shared our spaces of different things we use to keep our kids safe. I mean, my son is 3, he knows how to unlock doors. Everything is a puzzle to him. So he can do, you know, unlock child safe locks, and I mean everything now. So we've had to become really, you know, come up with really extensive ways to keep him safe that maybe other moms hadn't thought of. So just in sharing our spaces, we all had different ideas of, oh, well, maybe we should try that, or maybe this, you know. So again, there's organic learning that happens just through sharing and getting to know. And, you know, there's the saying that, like, you're a byproduct of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Me spending time with these women allows me to learn and grow in ways that I wouldn't have, not because they're trying to teach me anything, not because they're giving me advice, but because when you're spending time with, you know, really authentic, genuine, amazing women, you're getting to learn organically. So I think that has been helpful too, of just seeing different, you know, sometimes we're talking when our kids are in the room, seeing different strategies of what a parent's using to regulate their child that maybe I hadn't thought of. Again, not because they're telling me to do it, but because they're using it. And I'm like, wow, that's a really great idea. I hadn't thought of that. Or, you know, so I think that that is also helpful to have that, just people to bounce ideas off of. And again, my kids aren't diagnosed yet, so I've been able to ask moms about their experience of getting diagnosed or their experience with different therapies, and, you know, really get to learn and share my things that I've learned, you know, with my kids, just in a, you know, in a conversational way that you would with any friend that you get to learn from. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah.
I'm getting off on tangents, I think.
No, you're not at all. It's so good. And that's, you know, I'm matching you guys trying to find the right pairings so that you're connected with people who have either gone through what you're going through or they're in it right now.
Yeah. And I think you did a really great job. And I've also seen the moms in my group, they'll reference having a private chat with someone else, you know, here and there. So I know that I'm not the only one who's breaking off in
Oh, yeah.
you know, again, you have your pod of your fr they're all your friends, but there may be a mom that's going through a specific thing that your child is going through. You know, we have kids in my group who are on feeding tubes. My children are not on feeding tubes. There's some moms that are able to connect on that I'm not able to connect. Or, you know, moms who have children who are nonverbal, you know, so they can connect. So there's a, like, I feel really connected to all the moms in my group, but there's different things I'm connecting with each one of them on. And I'm seeing them get to connect with each other and build deeper friendships based on their things too. So I think you do, I can tell that you put a lot of mindful effort into matching the moms to make sure that there was immediately connections. Like the speed at which we all connected with each other tells me that you did a really good job
Thank you.
putting everybody together, because we all were like, oh my gosh, you know, like the I think also just seeing the excitement, we were just
That's
the
my favorite.
excitement level
I love
of feeling heard and seen, and like how bubbly we all have been of being like, oh my gosh, get it, you know, has been great. It's really, I mean, yeah, again, I think that I was very hesitant to see if it would even be something I could use. But within the first couple of days, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I really needed this. Like, it wasn't like it took me a month to figure out whether or not my dog wants water. She's doing her lessons.
This
Well,
is mom.
it didn't take me long to realize, okay, yeah, this is actually something that's really going to benefit me long term and provide me a space to be seen in a way that I haven't had. Because again, I do have loving, supportive family members. I have friends. My friends, most of my friends don't have kids, or if they do have kids, they have neurotypically developing kids. So even though we can connect on some of the aspects of motherhood, there's certain aspects that I'm like, oh, nope. We're not going to be able to see each other in that way, not because they're not a good friend, but because they're not walking through it. You can't know somebody else, like, you know, as much as we can try to put ourselves in other people's shoes, you can't really know unless you're walking through it. And so being matched with a bunch of moms who are walking through the same things that I am and having the same challenges, I think all of us, I've seen a lightening of all of our perspectives of our kids too, to know that our kids have a community of people who are just like them. You know, it like I a lot of us have cried on the group about how we just want people to love our kids as much as we love our kids. We want people to see the beautiful, amazing, unique human beings that our children are without seeing just the things they struggle with. And a lot of times that's what society sees when you're in public places. They see the differences, they don't see the unique, beautiful things about your children. And so, us getting to have a space to provide that reassurance that, hey, your kids do have other people who will see them, because my kids will see them. My kids will get them. Maybe we're not in the same places, but just knowing that your kids are not alone, you're not alone, and your kids are not alone. That, because I think as moms, when you have neurodivergent kids, you're looking at a different guidebook, and you're looking at, you know, the idea of what their life is going to look like. Keeps a lot of us up late at night of what do their futures like look like. We want them to be happy, productive, whole human beings who have wonderful lives. But we want them to have friends too. And so getting to be in a space where you're matched with kids, with moms who have kids that you know, oh, there are other kids who are on the same guidebook as my kids, is so like reassuring for the future. And it takes off that big weight on my head of what are my kids' lives going to look like in the future, because I know that they will find community too. Like, I now know that they will have friends, that they will have community, that they will have these productive lives. Their lives might look different than a neurotypical kid, but there's going to be a whole lot of other kids who are going to grow up in that same, you know, unique, different life as they are. And again, it's not bad. It's beautiful. You know, one of the moms said the other day, her son ran really quickly to the end of the driveway and just exclaimed so loud, "Mom, it's the moon." And he was just so delighted at looking at the moon. And she shared it with us, and we were all crying because we're like, our kids see beauty and see, you know, sometimes it's the little details mean that they're having a full meltdown over a drop of water on their sock. But it also means that they're spending 10 minutes watching a cicada crawl on the sidewalk and being in awe of the beauty of that cicada, or smelling the flowers. Like, I think our kids, my kids force me to slow down and notice, you know, I take a walk and I'm trying to get my good pace of the walk, and then they're stopping and they're like, it's a roly poly. Wow, a beautiful flower. Oh my gosh, look at this piece of bark. Like they're just noticing every little detail and they're stopping to smell the roses. And I think that's something that they've forced me to take a slower pace. In a lot of ways, it's a faster pace, but they've also forced me to look at beauty through their eyes. And it's sometimes hard to get into that mindset, and having a lot of moms to navigate that with is helping me get in the mindset of like, hey, it's okay to look at the world through their eyes. It's actually a really beautiful world that they see that I didn't know before having my kids, you know, and having other moms to walk through that with is very helpful
That's
to
amazing.
see. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone say that about mothers together specifically. And I never thought of it either, connecting and thinking about your own children in a different way because of the connections that you're making. So good.
And again,
So good.
it's an organic process. It's not that anybody's telling you to do it. It's not that anybody's over there, you know, there's, it really is no judgment. And so many of us have been able to say, hey, nobody in my life knows this, but here's this thing that I'm really scared of or really ashamed of the way I'm taking care of my children or of the way my life looks that I don't let people see behind that curtain of, you know, and maybe it's a your kid's still using a pacifier before society thinks they should be on a pacifier, or still in diapers, or you know, different things like that that again aren't big things, but they feel like big things to us of, you know, the way we take care of our children that we people who don't get it might not understand. And so being able to have a safe space to share those things that we feel like we won't be accepted for if we share, and then you have 8 or 9 people or 7 or 8 people who immediately are like, hey, I still accept you and I think you're a great mom. There's no price tag for that transformation of being seen. That, and I think that's the bottom line is like, we all deserve that. We all really deserve to be seen, and you deserve to invest that time in yourself. And not only does it help you so much, but it's helped me so much with my kids. Again, we hear all the time, like, you can't pour out of an empty cup. But like, when your mother's of neurodivergent kids, you're like, well, you know what? The cup's empty a lot of days. You know,
Sure is.
I pour it, and it's empty. And but I think that this is a really simplistic way to invest the amount of time you have. You know, if it's 5 minutes a day, if it's 5 minutes a week, it's still benefiting you. It's still benefiting you to know that you're not alone. And you can find that time to communicate with other moms when you are not worried about being perfect to communicate. Because there's time if you're not perfect. If you're trying to make sure you have makeup on and you've got your hair fixed and you don't look like you haven't gotten any sleep for the last 3 days and you have a perfectly clean house, well, maybe there's not time. But if you're actually jumping in and saying, oh, I'm going to be authentic and I'm going to be my true self with other people, then you do have the time, because maybe there's a kid climbing on top of your head. There certainly has been for me, where I'm talking to somebody and I've got the jungle gym of children all over me, but I needed to, you know, be seen in that moment. And, again, when we take down the walls of perfection or of looking like we're okay, because we're so afraid that if we don't look like we're okay, people are going to judge us or think we're not good moms or we don't love our kids. You don't have to do that here. So you do have the time, because you don't have to be okay, you know, to be in this group. You can be sad, you can be overwhelmed, you can be tired, and you can be incredibly joyful. Like, I think that that's something that, you know, Mothers Together is a support group. But like, I think that it does help you find joy in the little things, because that's something that's hard too, is to celebrate the joy of your children with people who don't understand their little unique silly things that they do that make you feel so happy, but that someone else might think, oh, that's weird, you know? So yeah, I think that again, there is time if you're able to be your true self, and if you're safe, I think that it really, you know, is worth it. And it definitely, again, for me, I've been in the group 3 weeks. And to have my husband say, hey, I see a difference in you. I see that you're happier. I see that you're more at peace. I see that you're more contented. You know, because again, he's the only person before this that I was able to share all of these things with. And that's a, you know, again, like I'd get home and I'd have so much to unload. that it didn't allow us time for our relationship, just the two of us. And so I think it's improved our marriage because I have other people to share these things with throughout the day, that I'm not just like this blob of emotion, vomiting all over him as soon as he gets through the door when he gets home. Not that he's not here for that, but it's just, again, able to give us time to enjoy each other and giggle. And like, we've been able to be a lot more playful with each other and have moments where we get to be just us, because my needs as a mother are being supported, that I can be, we're best friends. And so I can be his best friend again at times, instead of just being a co-parent, because there was so much to talk about what from the co-parenting side, and so much to talk about from the responsibility side, and what are the next things. We still have all those things, but there's a little bit more space for just us to be each other and be best friends again too. So again, I think that this group will transform aspects of your life that you don't think you need transformed, or that you don't realize that you don't have space in. And it just gives you a little bit more space to breathe and be you, which we all need. We all need that space to just be ourselves, and ourselves before kids and ourselves with kids, and find that, and to get to see how other moms take care of themselves also gives you ideas. A lot of moms, the strategies that that a lot of couples have made to get through raising neurodivergent kids, I shouldn't say get through, but to process and work through the challenges of raising neurodivergent kids, we're able to share those things with each other too, of those things that, oh, I hadn't thought of. She's still
Get
begging
my
for
water,
water.
Mom. Mom.
I know, I'll get her water in a second. But yeah,
I
that's.
could not ask for like a better testimonial. I mean, you touched on so many different things. I am so pleased that you're in it and that you've gotten all of these benefits that I've always intended for everyone to have those benefits, but you have seen them happen so quickly, which is the goal. And so I just thank you for sharing it. Thank you for saying it and putting it out there in the world, for other moms to hear it, because whether you get your community from your neighbors or mothers together, you need it somehow. You have to have other people. And I couldn't have said any of it better than you did. So, Gabrielle, you gave me so much of your time during your kid's nap. So thank you.
No problem. Yeah,
So,
and
so
again, I
nice.
want to, because I want other people to have this, and I want people to understand how transformative it can be in their lives. I want other people to get to have it, because it's been life changing for me in 3 weeks. That I'm happy to be able to share and be able to share my story, because I don't want. I know that so many of us feel alone, and 3 weeks ago I felt very, very alone. And I think we all deserve to have that community and not be alone. And so yeah, I'm happy to share and give you my
So
time,
good.
because hopefully it will help other people get to have that community. So
Yeah, thank you. And I actually put in the chat, because we're doing signups for April groups now. So April 1st, our new groups start on thehardays.com/motherstogether. But you can scroll up if anyone's interested in checking out the site and getting more info. You could scroll up in the comments to find it, but on thehardays.com/motherstogether, or you can just DM me. Gabrielle, thank you so much. This was
I'm,
amazing.
yeah, thank you so much. I'm happy to
Oh,
help and
you're
get
the
to share.
best. I will see you in the polos over on Mothers Together, and we'll talk
Sounds
more there.
good.
But thank you so much for your
All right.
time.
Great.
All
Have a
right.
great day, everyone.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening today. If you would like to talk with me personally, where we can chat and just get to know each other like old friends, I would love to do a discovery call with you. Go to my website on thehardays.com and click on schedule a call. And if you're not already subscribed to this podcast, please do so, so that you get the latest when they roll out. Not to mention, please leave a review if you feel like this episode spoke to you. That way, the podcast will be shown to more mothers. And finally, you can find me on Instagram at On the Hard Days with dots in between each word, or in my free Facebook community, On the Hard Days Podcast and Community. If you are feeling isolated in your parenting journey, I encourage you to reach out through any of these means so that I can connect you with your people and support you in whatever way you need.